The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Psalm 146.
Let us pray. Praise the Lord. Let my whole being praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord with all my life. I will sing praises to my God as long as I live. Don't trust leaders. Don't trust any human beings. There is no saving help with them. Their breath leaves them, and they go down to the ground. On that very same day, their plans die too. The person whose help is the God of Jacob, the person whose hope rests on the Lord their God, is truly happy. God, the maker of heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, God, who is faithful forever, who gives justice to people who are oppressed, who gives bread to people who are starving, the Lord who frees prisoners, the Lord who makes the blind see, the Lord who straightens up those who are bent low, the Lord who loves the righteous, the Lord who protects immigrants, who helps orphans and widows, but who makes the way of the wicked twist and turn. The Lord will rule forever. Zion, your God, will rule from one generation to the next. Praise the Lord. This is our prayer. Lord, hear our prayer.
Would you join me in praying the prayer of St. Francis? Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is shadow, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. And it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Loving God, creator of this world, who is our source of our wisdom and understanding, watch over this nation during this time of election. Help us to see how our faith informs our principles and actions. God, our creator, guide us in truth and love. We give thanks for the right to vote. Help us to hold this privilege and responsibility with the care and awareness it merits, realizing that our vote matters and that it is an act of faith. God, our creator, guide us in truth and love. Guide us through this election as a nation, state, and community as we vote for people to do work on our behalf and on the behalf of our communities. Help us to vote for people in ballot initiatives that will better our community and our world so that it may reflect the values Christ taught us. God, our creator, guide us in truth and love. Help us create communities that will reflect your kingdom here on earth. Communities that will protect the poor, stand up for the vulnerable, advocate for those who are not seen and heard, and listen to everyone's voice. God, our creator, guide us in truth and love. We pray for this nation that is deeply divided. May we come together for the common good and do as you have called us to do, to act justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with you through creation. God, our creator, guide us in truth and love. Help us act out of love, mercy, and justice rather than out of arrogance or fear. God, our creator, guide us in truth and love. Lord, continue to guide us as we work for the welfare of this world. We pray for places that are torn by violence, that they may know peace. God, our creator, guide us in truth and love. We pray for communities who are struggling with inequality, unrest, and fear. May we all work toward reconciliation with one another and with God. God, our creator, guide us in truth and love. Help us to listen in love, work together in peace, and collaborate with one another as we seek the betterment of our community and world. God, our Creator, guide us in truth and love. Amen.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. You are speaking truth to power. You are laying down our swords, replanting every vineyard till a brand new wine is poured. Your peace will make us one. I've seen you in our home fires, burning with a quiet light. You are mothering and feeding in the wee hours of the night. Your gentle love is patient. You will never fade or tire. Your peace will make us one. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Taking bread and wine for your body that was broken on the day you bled and died. Your spirit unifies us with your gift of love divine. Your peace will make us one. In the beauty of the lilies, you were born across the sea with the glory in your bosom that is still transfiguring, dismantling our empires till each one of us is free. Your peace will make us one. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Let us pray. Almighty God, to whom we must give account for all our powers and privileges, guide the people of the United States and in our communities in the election of officials and representatives, that by faithful administration and wise laws, the rights of all may be protected and our nation be enabled to fulfill your purposes. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And now, Father, send us out to do the work you have given us to do, to love and to serve you as faithful witnesses of Christ our Lord. To Christ, to you, and to the Holy Spirit be honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. May the all-loving bless you and keep you. May the Christ make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Holy Spirit lift up her countenance upon you and give you peace from this day forth and forevermore. Amen.